We are back here live on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah on VCMG, and we are answering your questions at 866-972-7247. We're so glad to have you listening and to have the opportunity to answer your questions. And our friends on Facebook and YouTube, don't go anywhere and be sure to post your question, and we'll be getting to you shortly. But at this minute, we're going to go to our phone line. I've got our resident astrologer, Stacy Holler, on the line, and I want to hear what the planets have in store for you. So let's take a look. Stacy, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Sarah. Always happy to be with you.
So good to have you. I was thinking to myself, aren't we coming up on almost 2 years you've been on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah? I think it's been a while.
It has, but I have to also tell you, I've been a listener from the beginning.
Right.
So I feel like I've been part of it for a long time with you, and it's
right.
been a fabulous journey.
Since 2009, my goodness, right? What a ride it's been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Stacy, I know.
And we're looking
a lot
at
of
a ride
changes.
Now coming
yeah.
up, huh?
I know. We've got to fasten our seatbelts and definitely take a look at where the shifts and changes. But before we hear what the planets have to say, Stacy, how important is it for our listeners to learn to let go of what's not serving them, and what is going on in the universe that may be prompting them to do that? What's the message in all this?
I think the message is the same that it always is. And if we look at our lives, we know the message is when we don't make the changes we need to make. That's when the universe steps in and either nudges us or gives us a little clobber. So we do get the opportunity to have it come from ourselves and for us to determine what we need to let go of, what's not right in our life. And that's why the big evolutionary planets of Saturn and Pluto are moving this month to kick us again to say we need to shake this up. So the lesson in all this is take the opportunity to search your soul and make the changes you need to make before the universe will do it for you. Don't you agree, Sarah?
I do. I do. And when you look at the planet Saturn, what does Saturn represent in our lives? Let's take a look at Saturn. Let's take a look at Pluto. What do they represent for us?
Saturn is all about responsibilities and limitations, and it can be endings. But it also gives us the staying power to make things happen. You know, every planet and every energy has both sides of the spectrum. But people think of Saturn as the planet that gives us our lessons. And sometimes a difficult pill to swallow, but only when we're not ready to swallow it. So Saturn is changing now and making a big change into its last final sign after 29 years. So it's been in Capricorn and Aquarius, which is more about government and society. And now it's moving into Pisces. So Pisces and Saturn both brings endings. And that's why your topic of let it go. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're being told let go and use Pisces to look inside deep. What are your real visions? What are your real goals to align them? And then Pluto will come along, which is a very powerful planet of transition. Pluto will literally blow things up so you could recreate it again. And now that's leaving Capricorn, to no surprise that Capricorn is about government and structures. And now on the 23rd, it's moving into Aquarius. Now this happens once in a generation, and now the focus will be on society for the next 20 years. What do we need to change there? What is Pluto going to force us to make changes in? So it's affecting all of us there on the planet. And then personally depends where those changes are hitting our own natal charts. That will tell us where in our personal lives we need to make those changes too.
And so Pluto represents a bit of death and rebirth. Does that make sense?
100%. That's what Pluto is about. Big transformation. Very, very powerful. And that's why it's been in Capricorn. And haven't we been feeling it? Seeing our structures and the government really looking to change and reform in a better way?
Yes. And didn't Pluto fall in a place that it was in a similar place in 1776, where we were in our revolutionary times and our independence.
Right. And it was all about our structure changing to actually forming a country. Mm-hmm. And even I will tell you, for Saturn, the last time Saturn was in Pisces was when we had the fall of the Soviet Union. So when we look at these changes, when these planets change signs, it brings a lot of changes that we all feel in one respect, and then we feel individually of how it's affecting us as well. But I will give you some good news for you, Sarah. On the same day that Pluto makes the change, are you ready? Mars is finally leaving Gemini.
Yes.
And going into Cancer. So we're going to have a more nurturing energy. Our Mars is going to calm down a little bit. I know you've been talking about that.
Right. I mean, Mars was retrograde since the summer, right? So Mars in Gemini retrograde wasn't supposed to be a bad thing. It was just supposed to be difficult, and it got a little crazy for some people. I know some Geminis that were really just over the top. They were like, oh my God, if one more thing goes wrong. But it wasn't supposed to be that bad, but some people got hit really hard.
Right. Really. And we know always, you know, you always got to understand that we talk about generalities, but in your individual life, it really is how these planets are hitting your natal chart.
Right.
And how it's affecting you and where in your life.
So let's hear what the lineup is going to bring us.
Yeah. I mean, and you mentioned it earlier. Let's not forget there are new beginnings, right?
Correct.
We're coming into Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, the spring equinox. And that power of starting new things. So endings make room for beginnings, new, better beginnings. So, yes, let's take a look. And we're going to focus on the full moon in Virgo, because full moons are also very powerful in the month, more powerful, actually, than the new moon. So we'll take a look at that energy for each sign. So also, everybody knows it's for your sun sign and your rising sign. See which one resonates more for you if you know your rising sign. So Aries, happy birthday to you this month. On the 20th, the full moon is in the sixth house, which is the house that Virgo rules. It's about health and habits and everyday life. So for you, let go of what's not working for you in your daily life or in your health habits. Use that Virgo energy to really scrutinize what you're doing every day and make those changes. Taurus, it's in your fifth house of romance. So for you, instead of fantasizing maybe about other people from the past, it's time to clear the space and look at people in the way that's right for you. Instead of idolizing folks, clear the space for new romance for you. Gemini, fourth house, that's home and family. Look to let go there to create peace at home. What space do you need to open up to get more peace in your family life at home? Cancer, third house of communications. What's holding you back from expressing yourself? What's getting in your way of communicating your real needs and what's stopping you? Look to clear that out, to let it go so you can move forward. Leo, fifth house of money and goals. Take a look at your spending. What are you buying? Is it really filling what you need? Focus on what your true needs are and open up space for that. Virgo, the first house, all about you. What is in your life that you need? What's preventing you from just truly being yourself and being out in the world? And look for the people who are supporting you to do just that. Libra, the full moon, is in your 12th house. That's your subconscious. What's going on underneath? Forward, focus on your inner needs. Time to meditate. Are you being healthy in your life to yourself? Scorpio, the 11th house, friends, groups. Time to connect with those people who really are there to support you and reconnect with those that you let lax. Your friends are there to help you now and release the ones that really are getting in your way and not serving you. Sagittarius, this is in your house of career. It is time for your recognition. But if you're not in the right place, if you're not in the right job, now is the time to let it go and change it and realign doing what you do in your career with what your values are. Capricorn, ninth house, how you view the world, what is your philosophy, what's limiting your beliefs, what do you need to let go, what new things do you need to learn to expand your horizons. Aquarius, 8th house, intimate relationships. Do you have obligations that you shouldn't have in your life? Are you giving and receiving without expectations? This is the house of karma. Make sure you're not just keeping score with people. And Pisces, the full moon is in your house of partnership, marriage, business. Make sure you don't lose yourself in that partnership. Reassess if you're having any codependency issues. Get rid of the things that are getting in the way of having a good relationship that's balanced. So, Sarah, everything is about letting go to create new things as the spring is arriving.
And when we look at the spring and the shift into Aries, as this jump starts people, is there anything we can do to prepare? Because I also know, not to bring up the scary Mercury retrograde, but it'll be here before we know it. That's our next month's conversation. But knowing Mercury is going retrograde in a little over a month, what can we do to make sure this Mercury retrograde doesn't impact us so heavily as it has in the past? Because we've had some pretty gnarly Mercury retrogrades. They've impacted a lot of things, technology, communication. We've seen so much happen in the world with all the Mercury retrogrades we had in the 2022 coming into 2023. How can we, fasten our seatbelts?
Well, I want you to think of it this way. So I was thinking, you are the singer, not me, but I was thinking April showers bring May flowers. So it's a time, even with the retrograde, the seeds are underneath the ground. They're getting stronger and they're percolating. And retrograde is, I know, about the communications and the glitches that we just live through. But the real meaning of a retrograde is to reassess and reevaluate. And don't go charging into new things. So think of the seedling under the ground growing and it's being watered and you haven't broken out yet and you're getting ready, because come the spring, and that's what Taurus is about, the earth and breaking through the earth when we're working towards May. So there's always going to be some communications glitches in a retrograde in your personal life. Those things, you just need to go with the flow. Take a look at where it's going to affect you in your life and be prepared. But this whole time coming up is we're preparing for new things and new beginnings in the year. And looking back, sometimes we need to look a little harder before we charge forward as well.
So some reflection, self-reflection, looking at the patterns of the past, things we've done and things we don't enjoy anymore or aren't working for us. These are the things we've got to be a little more aware of.
As well as the things that we just never accomplished. Those projects, those dreams you had a while ago, those things that you started that got you off track, that you never completed. Maybe it's time to resurrect those things. Maybe it's time to reconnect with people who can help you now in your life. So there are ways that you can prepare for the new beginnings too.
And let's just look at one more Mercury retrograde aspect, if we could, Stacey. When we get ready to buy a new vehicle, for instance, how do we look at Mercury retrograde? Is that a time not to make that type of major purchase? What are your thoughts around Mercury retrograde and major purchases?
If you could avoid making major purchases, absolutely put them off. But sometimes we have to. Right? So, and that goes under the category of new things, starting a new job, signing a contract, if they're all new for you, okay? Now, if you're buying a car at the same dealer and you're upgrading your same model, it's a great time for that. If you want a totally new car and a new dealer, I would say wait. If you have to, because your lease is over, just make sure you read the contract carefully. Make sure you negotiate carefully. Take every extra precaution. Because, too, Sarah, sometimes we're just meant to have those events happen to us to learn from it anyway, and we can't totally avoid them if we're meant to experience it. But during a retrograde, if you could put off anything like that new, do it. And if you can, just proceed carefully. And it might just, doesn't mean it's not going to work, but it might just not turn out exactly how you anticipated.
And I have another question. With regard to Pisces and the energy of Pisces around us, How does that impact us? Is that in alignment more with our emotions? Does it tie into maybe illusionary thoughts and maybe we need to look deeper? How does Pisces influence us? And we've got this full moon coming. What can we really look for and what should we be aware of and maybe cautious of during this time of Pisces?
Pisces, as the last sign of the zodiac and ruling the last house and the last of our cycles, is about the subconscious. It is about dreams. It is tied to illusions. It's a creative sign. It's the sign of music, Pisces, because it's so tied to your soul and the expression of your soul. But what comes along on the spectrum of Pisces, as to you're alluded to, is the illusion. Make sure you're seeing clearly because it's a very dreamy state. So it is fertile for creation and expression of the soul. And yet, you know, people in Pisces, they sort of have one foot in the next stage of life. So, yes, be aware, but it's a very dreamy, creative, illusionary sign. Very psychic as well.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, Stacy, as always, we thoroughly enjoy having you here with us. And to all of our listeners, we welcome your interest in your charts. And Stacy's the best of the best in pulling up your charts, your natal chart, and really kind of giving you some insights. Stacy, give them some information as to how they can find you and how you work, if you would share with our listeners before we go.
So really what an astrologer does is work with your natal chart and talk to what your mission is here, what your journey is, what this life is all about, what was the contract you signed with God that you're going to work on here and what you brought with you. So we take a look, and that's why the exact time of your birth is so important, and we take a look at your chart and discuss your journey and what happens along the way and the challenges you face. Of course, you have free will, but this really shows that you are in charge of your own life. So at DestinyInTheStars.com is my website. Talks about a whole reading of a natal chart as well as timing, what's going on this year. We talk about birthday to birthday and what is that year, what energies are coming in that year. And timing. I'm still getting calls a lot, Sarah, for dates on I'm getting married, when's a good date. So an astrologer can help on the overall picture of your life, why you're here, what's happening now, and really how to navigate, because knowledge is power, and this way you could really see what's ahead. And a lot of times, Sarah, it helps you with that letting go once you have a deeper understanding about how these things fit into your overall purpose of being here.
Perfect.
So at DestinyInTheStars.com, you can find all the information to reach out. And, of course, I love working with people on how they create good energies going forward in their life.
Thank you, Stacy. And checking in with you for something important that's coming up, you're really going to take a look at where the transits are. Is that what it is you're doing? And where the planets are at a particular point? And if it's in the right house in their chart?
Well, we'll look at the overall that day. You know, when we look at different planet energies at the day, certainly if it's a day of marriage, we want to see what Venus is doing. And then, of course, we want to look at the individual's chart and see how is the timing for the individual. Is Saturn in the mix somewhere that might make the marriage stick more? Or are there other energies going around like a retrograde that maybe we would rather not choose that date? So we look at the individual charts and the energies of the day as well to pick out really the optimal time for whatever it is you're looking to do.
Yeah, that's my favorite question to ask people when they're telling me, I'm thinking of getting married, we're planning our date. I'm like, did you look to see when Mercury is retrograde? Because that's not a good idea. I'm like, please don't do that.
Well, I'll give you a little further information. It's almost more important not to have Venus in retrograde.
And Venus is going retrograde this summer. Is that correct?
Well, actually, Venus is going into Taurus on March 16th, which is great for us because
right.
Taurus and Venus love each other. So yeah. We will have a little more love in the air. But when you're looking at a marriage date, you know, if Mercury is in retrograde, that just means somebody might show up late. But maybe the priest doesn't show up for an hour. But if Venus is in retrograde, you might not want that.
All right. Well, we'll have to
take
a look.
So that's why an astrologer could fill in all those pieces.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Stacy, thank you so much. So glad to have you here. If you'd like to learn more about Stacy Haller, visit destinyinthestars.com. So glad to have you. Thank you always. We look forward to hearing from you next month for our April report. Thanks, Stacy. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye.